This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
How about some good news to get this segment started off with? Patricia Cooper, 77-year-old woman, lives in Northern England, and in 1967 she had a panic attack at the post office and decided at that point she would never leave her home again. And she didn't.
Really?
For 47 years, this woman did not leave her house.
She independently wealthy or something? Didn't just stuffed envelopes at home? Or
you know the English system. They probably like, right, put you on welfare for the rest of your life then. For the first 3 years, she wouldn't even open her front door for people. She was eventually able to walk around in her yard, but that was it. This goes to show how powerful a grandmother's pride can be, however. Patricia recently found out that her 26-year-old grandson, Kevin, would be receiving an award called the British Empire Medal for his community outreach work. It's a pretty big deal, apparently, and it is an award that is given by, that's right, hello!
The Queen!
The Queen herself.
So she decided to come out of the house and see the Queen.
So Thursday, Patricia decided to leave her house for the first time in half a century, and she went to the ceremony. Kevin had no idea she was going to be there and was blown away when he saw her walk in. She said she was terrified the entire time. She was afraid that afterward, she would wig out, but she said it was definitely worth it. And she said she might even start going to bingo night at the community center now.
Underestimate the lore of bingo.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, let's not end on a high note. No. On Sunday, a seventh grader in Sacramento threw a water bottle at a car driving by and then took off on his bicycle. But the 17-year-old girl driving the car chased him, hopped a curb into someone's yard, and intentionally ran him over. She also slammed into a tree in the process. The kid's injuries are not life-threatening. Police are deciding what exactly to charge the 17-year-old idiot with. How about just let the parents take care of that situation? That'll end that problem pretty quick. Not her parents, the kid's parents, the kid that threw the water balloon. Let's see. If it were illegal to call 911 on mouth-breathing, teenage, knuckle-dragging slackers, the police would probably have no time for anything else. So don't make this a trend, okay? Don't listen to this next story and go, that's a great idea. No. 72-year-old Edward Friel of South Amherst, Ohio, called 911 on Saturday to report that his 17-year-old grandson was being lazy. Get off, man.
The 911 call begins, 911, what is your emergency, please?
My grandson's a poophead. He won't get up off the couch.
Yeah, go to jail. Just be fined or...
Yes, he should go to jail, the lazy bum.
If what follows after what is your emergency is my grandson's lazy, there should be a citation.
Apparently, Justin was at his grandpa's house and refused to help him out around the house.
You think you could pick up and take out the trash?
No. He just wanted to mess around on the computer. Eventually.
Grandpa had an answer for that, though.
I'm going to turn off the internet.
He did. Cut the internet cable.
Good.
Cut it.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to snap the cable.
Hey, you know, Grandpa, you could just unplug it. Because
Grandpa doesn't need that darn intraweb thing. No.
Damn Al Gore.
He got Justin's attention. Justin punched a hole in the kitchen wall and left. Okay, now he's violent. Edward called 911, but made sure they knew Justin never threatened him. He just really wanted to report Justin's laziness. No charges have been filed for the damage to the wall.
Because one of those cyber gangs from China is now killing my World of Warcraft carriers because you guys disconnected my internet.
How am I going to get on GrampyDater.com now?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
What is?
A quick look at the news.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the NBA banned Donald Sterling for life. They made the decision after an official asked Sterling if he would stop being a racist, and Sterling went, oh, yes, I clan. In the wake of Donald Sterling's comments, the Village people say they will not allow the song YMCA to be played at the Clippers games. also in favor of banning YMCA from the Clippers games. Everyone attending Clippers games. Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford are all officially returning for the next Star Wars movie. Star Wars fans celebrated by desperately fumbling for their inhalers. Craig Ferguson, nothing?
No.
You don't like the nerd jokes, do you? No. It hits a little close to home? Craig Ferguson announced that he is leaving CBS, the Late Show, in December. Wow, first President Obama's approval ratings. Now this, bad time for foreign-born Americans.
Stop it.
Rock fans, apparently, are the most likely to cheat on their partners. But, you know, listen, what can you do? You're standing in front of the stage, the county fair, your eyes lock onto that faded rose tattoo on the stretch mark cleavage of a 47-year-old woman. You know, she's wearing that Walmart cutoff t-shirt. Heart wants what the heart wants, brother. Sarah Jessica.
How many possible people can you insult in one little segment?
Let's find out. Sarah Jessica Parker said.
Oh, my. You know, now you've got him doing it.
Sarah Jessica Parker says that she tried tequila for the first time at age 49. When asked to explain, she said.
It's the draw for the Kentucky Derby today. Maybe she'll get post seven.
Nice. Saddle up. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan reunited in New York to celebrate the anniversary of When Harry Met Sally.
A very good movie. Very good.
The couple took the stage and shared a delightful story about making the film 25 years ago and 8 faces ago. Somebody appreciates my humor. The world's heaviest woman, who currently lives in Iowa, is engaged to be married. Now, that's sweet. You know, that's nice. World heaviest woman, engaged to be married. The couple is registered at Krispy Kreme.
I thought you were going to say Crate and Barrel.
That would have been good, too.
I don't get it. What do you mean? 1 in 4 people do not eat any fruits or vegetables. There's a name for these people. Walmart shoppers. And there it is. That's a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for being here. Please use the information we've given to you for good and not for evil.
You hear it every day.
I don't want my kid to grow up and be a big, fat Japanese wrestler.
He's a sumo!
Sumo!
The problem is sumo-phobia.
They're disgusting!
We must remember, what one man does with a rump roast in the privacy of his own home should not affect our opinions.
I don't know, it's just not natural for a guy to wear his hair in a bun like that.
Sumophobia is an irrational fear of nearly nude fat men in diapers. But by learning about our sumo friends, we can conquer our fear and live together.
I tell you one thing, I don't want my son living in some army barracks with a bunch of sumos.
We have so much to learn. For more information about sumophobia, write for our free, informative booklet, Johnny's Daddy Has a Wedgie. We all want to avoid sumo bashing. Because it hurts.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.